ABC News.
Well, let's go to New South Wales now. A fire raging around the Northern Tablelands community of Tinga near Inverell has destroyed six homes. An emergency warning has been issued for the blaze, which is moving in a northerly direction toward Gilgai and Stanifer. The fire has so far blackened more than 12,000 hectares of land. Adam Marshall is the member for the Northern Tablelands in the New South Wales government, and he joins us now. Mr. Marshall, good morning to you.
Morning, Sandy. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. But how serious is this fire threat to Tinga at this stage?
It is as serious as it gets, Sandy. This bushfire has now burnt out nearly 13,000 hectares, and it's the largest bushfire of its kind that this part of the world has seen in living memory. I was there again yesterday and talking to a number of long-time locals. They can't remember anything like this. And we've got a situation now where, with the change that's come in last night, the wind change, we've essentially got a huge fire that's burnt, like two fingers on the fire, that's burnt to the north of the township of Tinga and to the south, almost completely enveloping the whole outer ring of the township of Tinga. So it is quite serious. Conditions should be better on the ground today, and it might be the first chance in a number of days that our firefighting crews have had a chance to actually get on the front foot and try and get in front and try and contain the fire, because in the last few days it's just been about trying to protect as many homes, as many properties as possible, because the fire has just been impossible to get hold of. It's just been that fierce and fanned by 35, 40 kilometre dry winds. It's been a very difficult task, and our firefighters, they've been absolutely magnificent, and so has the community in supporting them.
Well, just frightening. And how are the locals coping with this disaster?
Well, understandably, a lot of locals are very worried. They're very upset. Some have lost property, lost homes, and so they're dealing with that at the moment. But the most important thing is that so far, everyone is safe. No one, aside from a gentleman who fell off a roof yesterday, everyone is safe. No lives have been lost, which is the most important thing.
And extraordinary, given this monster fire that you've described. I gather some people have remained in Tinga. Is that the case?
That's right. So the advice from the Rural Fire Service and the police is that if you are still in Tinga, to stay in place. The crews will be doing everything they can to protect the village itself. But at this point, if people are not in Tinga, the advice is do not return. But if you are in Tinga, please stay in your home and wait for advice from emergency services. They are sending out emergency alerts on mobiles, door knocking, etc. We'll wait and see what conditions bring today.
And is there disaster assistance available for communities like Tinga who've been affected this way?
There is. The Natural Disaster Declaration came through late last night, which is extraordinarily quick, which is brilliant. The state and Commonwealth government's assistance now is made available to communities, to individuals, to councils, whether you've lost a business, a home, or had damage on your property. That assistance is available now through the New South Wales Rural Assistance Authority, and that's being promoted today as well over the local radio stations and local media.
And Mr. Marshall, you say that conditions are more favourable today, which is great news. Do the fire crews give you any indication of when people might be able to return to the town itself?
No, there's no indication at this stage. As I said, we'll have a better idea probably at the end of today. We have at our disposal today every single aerial firefighting appliance in the state is available and will be brought to bear on the fire today, as well as a number of strike teams that have been brought up from other parts of the state to give our local fireys a bit of a spell today. Every possible resource that's available is being brought in for today, because today is hopefully going to be the day that the local crews can get on top of this fire, because at the moment, in the last 3 days, nothing has stopped it at all.
And given the size of Tinga, it's such a small community. How does a community like this recover from such a devastating event?
Well, we're very resilient out here. People will recover. What's most important is that, someone was talking to me last night, look, you know, I've lost my home, but that can be rebuilt. Sheds, my cars, they can all be replaced, but myself and my dogs can't. And they're all right, so that's the main thing. And I think that's the way, that's the philosophical approach to take, that all of those other things can be rebuilt, and they can, but what's most important is that we keep everyone safe, and if we can do that, well then the rest we can work together on rebuilding.
Indeed. All right, Mr. Marshall, I know you're fairly busy this morning, so thanks for joining us on News Radio.
Thank you very much.
Adam Marshall there, the member for the Northern Tablelands in the New South Wales State Government. As you heard him say, the township of Tinga comes under his umbrella, if you like, that fire that's been raging now for several days, having already destroyed 6 homes. But he says the people there are very resilient and they will rebuild.
ABC News.